Happy New Year, everybody. Corey Vincent, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, California's number one gaming podcast. And we have a doozy for you. This is the Video Game Bang live show that we do on the weekends. If you are not associated with our weekend show, get associated. It's awesome that you listen to the podcastular version. It's good when you're on the go. You can take it with you anywhere. You can listen to it at work. You can listen to it in the car, anywhere you want to. But if you find yourself at home, bored, lonely, on a Wednesday or Saturday night, you could join us on twitch.tv/videogame_bang and chat with us live as we do the show. As you'll see in this show, we do a lot of interaction with the people. We had a very, very enthusiastic chat this week. We had 20, 30 people consistently and not one troll. What do you know? The internet surprised me. Not one person offered to violate one of the members of the panel, and which is glorious in itself. Joining us on the show, we have an awesome cast. David Webb is out for vacation purposes. We'll just call it that. And we had to fill his spot. And the only way to do that properly was to bring in two people. Two people fill his spot. We have Adam C. We know him as VGB Sugar Daddy. He is the number one a donator on Patreon.com, and we are super grateful for him. So we brought him in, and he brought a friend with him named Kyle. Kyle, watch his growth on the show, how he starts off kind of shy and timid, and then by the time the show's over, you'd think he was in VGB for the past 3 years. It's pretty awesome. Larissa's on the show. Aaron Carter is steering the ship. I'm there, and we are very excited to get this year started off right. We're getting on the right foot. And there's some topics that include esports. We're talking about the pornos. We're talking about everything. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And brought to you by Corsair Gaming. Come sail with us. We are wearing Antlion headsets. Hakuna Matata. Figure it out, Disney. That's their slogan.
I don't like it.
Just like in poker, I have a full house tonight, everybody. And thank you for joining us, because this is such a special occasion. Everybody looks so lovely. Give yourself a hand of applause. Like,
sexual chocolate.
So, looks so lovely tonight.
Sexual chocolate.
You seem like you're about to go into a women be shopping jokes. The crowd is lovely.
Let's get down to it. The man that sold Bill Cosby Quaaludes, Corey Vincent, is in the house, everybody.
Hey, what's up, pizzas? And woo. Until the charges are brought down.
No, come on. I'm going to hear this from the black delegation when I go home tonight. I'm going to get a couple of emails saying, you know, Sir Carter, why did you bring up Mr. Dr. Bill Cosby? Let's call him by his real moniker.
Dr. Huxtable.
Let's call him by his real moniker.
Dr. Huxtable. Yeah. The first victim of Mr. Cosby, League Larissa over here, everybody.
Victim? What did he do to me?
You'll see when that Dutch brother gets you a little forgetfully.
I don't like it.
Yeah, neither like did they. And
did they film it? Is there proof? There's no proof.
There's no tangible proof, I guess. Right?
Yes.
Right? Like Quaaludes digested. Everybody's good. The man filling his nips. Hey, already.
All right.
Ow!
Already a new follower, AKG Shaw. I already know this guy. He's been a long time listener.
First time follower. Okay.
What was he waiting
First
for?
First time caller.
The man rubbing his nips in the corner while Bill Cosby is shooting Kobe's into people's drinks.
Shooting Kobe?
Kobe?
Haven't been here in a while. Adam C, everybody.
Wow!
He's I guess we can call him the sugar daddy of the BGB.
He is the unofficial official.
If you can call me the CEO, I mean, that'd be great.
That'd be
strange. Tits or it didn't happen.
call him Scrooge McDuck. Wow. Right? Is that a good one?
It's a great many solid.
And like I said, we got a full house. So that means five-man show. Never been on the show before. Nervous as hell. See him sweating through his t-shirt.
And his beard.
Kyle Martino, everybody.
Martino.
I take that back because if...
Last name is Nolan, but Martino's fine too.
Yeah, all right, you want to get right on that mic whenever you speak.
Yeah, you got to put your mouth right
you gotta
on
it. Put right on there. Act like it's a porn. There you go. Put your mouth right on it.
Last name's Nolan, but Martino's fine
all
as well.
Right, you really want to give your last name to the internet?
And Facebook away.
Exactly, everybody.
Obama already is now has stolen. It.
Thanks, Obama. Yeah.
And the people that are here night after night, day after day, the chat room, everybody.
The Mexicans.
They are here. They
chat
hold
room.
Us up.
Chat room.
Chat room, how you doing? We got some new faces out there.
Show us your tats.
Thank you for joining, because tonight is a very special night, everybody.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
You know why it's very special?
Mm-hmm. Because there's someone in our chat named Daddy Fat Dax.
Dude.
Wow.
Prove it.
Is that why?
That's an extra reason why. I mean, but Sac Anime went down today, everybody.
Wow, yeah.
Sac Anime comes around twice a year, as we know. Once in the winter and once in the hot freaking summer. VGB was there in some capacity. But they had, the celebrities came out. You had, she was there.
That girl?
That one girl.
That one guy that did that one thing was there.
Oh, I love that guy.
And then there was that dude that did the thing on Thursday, but now he does it on Saturday because it's his thing now.
Right.
He was there.
Ew.
Yeah. Really?
And I mean, the stars were out. Like, you can count them all on your hand.
Full of shit.
Terrible.
About five.
And our very own Adam C. and Kyle were both there, front row center.
Lulu Dallas.
Had VIP passes.
VIP my asshole.
And how'd you guys like the show? All right.
Was it your first time?
Stunned.
Yeah,
what?
No, this is my second time.
His second time.
Second
okay.
Time.
All right. Cool. Keep going.
I'm like five times in. So
five time champion. All right.
I'm professional. But first of all, cold as shit. So, I mean.
Yeah, we had that same problem with the last winter one.
I applaud everybody who wore next to nothing to cosplay to this.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It was freezing.
Very impressive cosplays.
Nips out?
That
are we talking?
Yes.
Few
yes,
few
okay. Within the first 12 seconds.
12
in
seconds,
the first
yes.
12 seconds.
You okay. Saw real life nips?
Real life nips.
He said, you saw nips
through the shirt?
What did they look like?
I mean,
it felt like
we didn't specify genders.
A bag of sand.
We didn't specify genders.
Ah, okay. Oh. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Adam saw his first 8-pack today. That was impressive.
Oh,
really?
My God, dude.
Somebody had an 8-pack.
Jacked.
What was he dressed up as? Was he a...
Female.
Okay, that's already ruined.
I don't remember female. I think he was a...
He was
from
a
fairy tale. He was ice gray.
Gray.
Gray the Wizard?
Yeah.
Gandalf?
And he was just
not
like, I swear to God, Obelisk the Tormentor. Like,
really?
Back.
Damn.
And I was like, is that fake? Or
did you ask
and
to
he
touch
didn't
it?
Get pictures?
No, I did. I just went.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
I just played
the xylophone. I said I just washed my
I
clothes real quick.
On it real quick.
Okay. Did you guys go to any of the panels?
We did not.
Did not catch any of the
okay,
panels, unfortunately.
All right. You guys are
do you remember
crack.
Do you remember who was there, though?
I didn't see.
Autographs.
Oh, yeah. The big one. Obviously, everyone was sitting, waiting in line for was Chris Sarandon. Chris Sarandon was there. Humperdinck. And voice
Humperdinck.
Of Jack
Skellington. Yes, Humperdinck.
47-minute line.
Okay.
$30 autograph, though.
$40 to sign anything. 30.
I lied.
$30 to do what?
$30 just for a picture.
Just to take a picture with Humperdinck?
How much for a handy?
$75.99.
Still, even with prices like that, his line was respectable.
Respectable. Huh. Wow.
Red Ranger was there.
His line
Jason?
Was,
wait a minute.
Swear to God. We locked eyes.
Okay.
This man was so depressed. I swear to God.
One guy in his line.
Then he was like, you know when you're signing a signature and you're depressed? And you're just like, oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Ken
Kutaragi?
Ken Page.
No.
Yeah, Ken Page, who is
who's Ken Page?
Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie, yeah. Oogie Boogie. Was sitting right next to Chris Sarandon.
I've never seen him in real life, so I have no idea.
The voice of Oogie Boogie.
Okay, so if he yelled, I would understand.
If he sang the Oogie Boogie song, you would know
who
he really was.
I'm laughing.
But
I'm joking.
It wasn't like, and then there was the voice actor from...
Sailor Venus.
Oh!
The voice actor was there.
Okay, all right.
Sailor Venus.
And then
Aaron did some voice acting work
Ashley
for Sailor
Birch.
Moon.
Yeah, I did some voice acting work for Sailor Moon.
That's what we said.
Numerous people have met Ashley Birch.
Oh, yeah, we've met her. We've met her.
She's been on the show. You know, you are on the same show that Ashley Birch is once graced, and her brother.
Twice.
You were on the shows when Ashley was here?
No.
He wasn't. It was Jada and... Jada and...
Steven? Steven was on Ashley. I know. I remember that one.
Oh, okay.
The most exciting thing of the day was Kindred cosplay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. Who?
League of Legends.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a it's the character is a
lamb
sheep
and a wolf
and a wolf like ghost kind of a specter kind of thing.
So his girlfriend with the lamb.
And it was a girl and a guy both dressed up, and awesome. It was pretty well done.
We also saw the entire squad of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, all with like very very reputable.
Did you see the Red Ranger with the Green Ranger shield on?
No, he was. It was the Red Ranger and like someone. It was like a one of the newer Blue Rangers was sitting at the same whatever the stall
panels,
the little
autograph booths. Okay,
booth.
All right.
Charles Martinet was supposed to be there, but
what the hell happened to Mario?
Didn't see him anywhere. I looked.
That bastard.
Did not see him.
Chris Sarandon was not supposed to be there today.
Who?
Yeah, Chris Sarandon was supposed to be here Friday and Sunday. Wasn't supposed to be here on Saturday.
Kristen Sarandon.
Chris Sarandon.
Sarandon.
Who is that?
Jack Skellington and Humperdinck.
Okay, you. Again.
I'm sorry. Jack Skellington.
Thank you.
Was supposed
call
to
them
be
by their
Friday.
Real names.
Excuse me.
Call them by their real names.
Call Bert Dreher, let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, what is he going to do to me?
Bite your ankles?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I like my ankles. So. No. Sorry, Vern.
But it was good. It was just it was the first convention I've been to without you guys, without like the show. So it was just show up and see what's going on.
And how'd you enjoy that?
I don't, when I'm not with you guys and it's not an event, like it's not like I'm taking pictures for the show. I'm just
we pretty much paid $40 to go buy merchandise.
Right.
Now, you see, the thing is, I've told friends, I've invited other friends to come out and enjoy SAC anime and stuff like that. But I tell them always, my fun in it is when I get to talk to the people, shoot the videos, and, you know, and screw around and stuff
like
that.
Learn that the hard way.
So, like, when I bring people with me, and I'm up on stage, Corey, you're up on stage, you know, we're doing our thing, we're talking to the people, and they're shooting questions at us and stuff like that, I love all that.
It's good to interact.
Yeah.
But when I'm on that show floor, it's just like,
all
right.
I can see it all in probably 20 minutes and then be ready to go home.
We were there for 2 hours tops, and that's because we were lost for, like, a good 30 minutes in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. That was a scary parking garage.
It's... Okay, all right.
I don't go downtown.
Okay.
it's like paying $40 to go to Denio's.
Yes.
And then getting through Denio's in an hour and then being like,
well, that was Denio's.
Literally.
So what do you guys think they can do to up the excitement level of these things, you know? Because, I mean, if you think about it, like, Corey, how different was San Diego Comic-Con's show floor? Just a show floor. I know there's a whole bunch of other stuff.
It was so big.
Just so huge.
Yeah,
SAC anime is not really fair.
But this is what I'm saying, though. You got a show floor.
You're trying to be on the same level, though.
San Diego Comic-Con is, it makes up for it. You can just spend so much time in going through. Artist Alley is about the size of the entire Sacramento show floor.
So we need a bigger venue, is what you're saying.
Well, you need vendors to fill that venue.
Yeah,
I don't even know if they could.
But there was not enough vendors. I mean,
all the vendors
probably
are people
20
just
stalls
painting,
and then
writing something, or
this
drawing
something. Big, huge empty space, and then the autographs area.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. And you said this was your first con?
This is my second time going.
Yeah, the Artist Alley is usually just the people just, you know, kind of. Meh.
Or even if they want to, like, rather than just doing the exhibitor hall, like, they had the Sheridan where they had all the other stuff. Everything else was over across the street at the Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
You could move some of that stuff over in the exhibitors
hall.
There's
no interactive center or anything.
Yeah.
Like
the
that.
Sheridan seemed to be the interactive center. Like, that was the mingle. That seemed like the mingle place.
We went there to get tickets, and then we said, okay, let's go to
the
event.
Across the street, and...
Like, I could see myself, when VGB gets huge, I can see myself.
Tomorrow.
When?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And when we get invited to cons, we're like, hey, can you guys come out and be a special guest here?
This show.
I can see myself walking around on the show floor.
Naked.
You're welcome.
And then just interacting with the people, you know? And then just like, hey, how you doing? Well, I got some stories for you guys. Gather around the campfire, right? That type of stuff. I don't think you get enough of that type of stuff. Like, how many celebrities? I know you get celebrities that go undercover. What's the chick from True Lies? The wife.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. She dresses up.
Oh, she was so hot when she was forced to dance sexy in that.
You say forced, but I think she volunteered for
it.
I think she did, but you could tell she didn't want to, and that kind of made it hotter.
Towards the end, yeah.
She went
right.
to Comic-Con or something, right? Did you guys see that?
No. She was at a Pro Street Fighter tournament.
Oh, yeah. But she was cosplays.
Her kids are, like, wicked into Street Fighter, so now she is wicked into Street Fighter. So she did, like, a cosplay for each day of the thing.
Yeah. Like, do some stuff like that. Mm. Come on.
I mean, I wanted to stop by the tournament because they did have a big, huge game tournament area, but we didn't get a chance to stop by.
You guys are going that one?
We were ready to go. So
there was a
my card got declined
at a
because apparently all the vendors are from out of state.
And so
my bank is like, whoa,
this looks like
how are you in 12 states at once?
Cash.
I was sitting there trying to buy a mask, and it was like, oh, sorry, bro, your money's not good here. I'm like, well, I have so much money. Don't even accuse me of that.
That's terrible.
If you're watching the stream, that right there that I pulled up on the screen is Jamie Lee Curtis cosplayed as Vega.
Yeah, she Vega. Does. Vega? Like, that's an awesome mom right
Mark
there.
Mark Ruffalo does the same. He wears a mask and walks around.
And he cannot wear a mask and Mark Ruffalo wouldn't get swarmed by anybody. I'm sorry.
He's the Hulk.
Is he? Is he?
Or is it Edward Norton?
Who else did he call the Hulk?
Norton. Edward Norton.
No.
But.
I would call Edward Norton.
He's only been in one movie.
Edward Norton was
and it
terrible.
Was better than the other Hulk movies.
Other Hulk movies?
Yeah.
We will agree.
Yeah.
How many Hulk movies have there been?
Let's see. There was. No.
Lou Ferrigno?
Lou Ferrigno's Hulk.
It wasn't a movie, but
it was a movie.
Oh,
no, there was a movie for the Hulk.
No,
for
okay.
Lou
okay.
Ferrigno.
Okay.
Okay. Lou Ferrigno.
Gotcha.
Lou Ferrigno.
Then there was that guy, Banna. What's his name? Eric Banna?
Eric Banna.
Oh, yeah. The shitty one.
Yeah, the one
really bad CG.
Yeah, looked like cartoony or whatever. Yeah.
But. Had the best video game.
Ultimate Destruction wasn't based off of it.
I thought Ultimate Destruction was based off of that Hulk.
No.
Ultimate Destruction was
its own thing.
It was
its own thing.
Are you sure?
I was like, are you talking about the first one, the movie game that was made for?
Yeah, no.
That one was terrible.
No. Let's get right to it. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web!
Hurt my ears so bad.
Yay! I can't hear myself.
Worst.
So if it's loud, then I'm loud.
No, it wasn't about the volume.
Calm down.
It was about the wrong tones and listeners at home, let you know that I am with four white people basically, and they are kind of musically deaf.
I have some Cherokee in me.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
I'm 1% Japanese.
That's so terrible. That's
believe
so terrible.
That. Your eyes do this.
And that's racist. So let's get right down to the good stuff. Star Wars Battlefront sells 12 million copies
Prove
in
it.
The first 2 months, everybody.
Impressive with the lack of content.
So this game came
Your
out.
Lack of faith.
This
Whoa,
game
wait,
came
wait,
out.
Restart. I missed it.
Well, you better start listening up.
No. My footage is really
Just start
good.
From the beginning. Just go back.
Battlefront
Banging
sells a whole bunch of copies in 2 months.
Okay.
12
we played this
million
game.
Copies.
We played this game at the Christmas party.
You know how much money the movies made? Jesus.
This was before the movies came out.
Broke the box.
Yeah,
this
was before the movie.
But I think the game's.
This was before the movie.
I know.
The game's definitely hanging onto the movie's coattails.
But I'm
at
just
this
saying.
All right. All right.
Olé.
Good Lord. Can I get a word in?
How dare you turn off my mic?
Can I get in the
Now we'll turn it back off.
Sexual chocolate.
He turned off my mic. He touched my mic. I don't
so
like it.
12 million copies sold.
2 months.
Before the game, or before the movie came out.
Movie.
So this had to be hype building up to it.
Yes, Webb has herpes.
There's only three.
Do you think it was the movie, or do you think it was everyone going off the original games?
No.
Everyone hyped off the original
games. Hyped off the movie. I guarantee it. Mm. Because anybody that was a fan of the original game would probably do some type of research into this next game, and when they saw that all the features that they wanted, because there's been other Star Wars games that came out, and it didn't sell like this. Shall we go down the list?
Oh, no.
Come on now.
I'm sorry.
All right, then. We'll be going there. All right. 12 million copies sold.
Uh-huh. 2 months.
Had to be the hype of the movie coming
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. It's the
yes. Had to be. Because, I mean, if you look at the stuff.
Well, and
there's
the fact
four
that
maps
Christmas
in the
is
game.
Coming, too.
There is
Christmas
four
as well.
Maps
the
in the game.
The movie's number one sold, right?
The movie's on the road to being
It beat
Avatar. It's like it's on the road to beating Avatar
yeah,
right
it
now.
It broke box office.
Which is crazy
records.
Because, I mean, we have women and black people in the forefront, and that's never happened
you
in
guys,
history.
You guys already talked about the movie, right?
Yeah, we spoiled the crap out of it.
But
okay. I haven't
but
heard
not,
it yet.
Not on this stream. That
not
was
on
this
stream. Yeah.
There was a
special
episode where
yeah.
we did all the spoilers.
Don't do it on that.
I'll hold my thoughts.
Yeah, so hold your tongue, all right?
Unfortunately for me, the new Battlefront game just... No content whatsoever.
Well,
for $60?
It says the first-person shooter sold approximately 6 million copies in November and an additional 6 million in December.
Spanish.
I know, right? I am bilingual. At an average retail price of $55, Wedbush security analyst Michael Patcher told Fortune, because they're just so damn money, whatever, he believes the game has generated a cost of $660 million in earnings. That is enough to make the next 7 Star Wars movies.
Jesus.
And why are we buying these half games? Kyle, did you buy this game?
I did not.
Good man.
I played the demo and was like, you know what? There's not enough content here for me to purchase this.
Nobody else owns the game in here, right?
No. I have friends to borrow from.
Okay. Corey, you don't own this, right?
No, never.
Thank God.
Never.
So it wasn't us that bought it. Who the hell's buying this damn game?
It's the same people who've seen Star Wars for the fifth and
Mine
sixth
came
time.
With my PlayStation,
not only that, it's so. Also, I mean, it's the people who were so into Battlefront 2 and saw this Battlefront announced and just lost their shit and were so excited. And they followed through the hype and they made the purchase anyways and then regretted it.
But I want to know, how do they weigh in the console bundles? Because they bundled this with consoles and they sold
I'm sure the consoles definitely helped make that 12 million a much higher number.
So when it's a bundled game, I'm sure it gets a boost.
Well, but not only that, but PC sales, because through Origin, there's no refunds through Origin. So if you buy it on PC, that's it.
You're done.
Star Wars Battlefront was the third best-selling game in the month of November, behind Fallout 4 and Call of Duty Black Ops. I got to play, of course, both of those, all three of the games, as a matter of fact. And
Witcher 3, Game of the Year.
We're not even going to touch that with a stick.
Special Cases is here. We need to start over.
Stop yelling.
No, Special Cases can catch up. Call of Duty, I've been playing a lot of.
Gaming since Gaming said BRB, so I think we should hold.
Yeah,
hold
I know, right? Phone. We should just pause the show for them. Yeah. So I played Call of Duty.
My perfect Sunday.
I have a PS4 now, as if you didn't see the stream.
Congratulations, great by friends. The way. I watched that video. That was a very, very
I was
exciting.
Hoping it was rocks.
Heartwarming.
I was
absolutely.
Hoping it was what?
You said, I hope this needs to be rocks.
Oh,
I
yes,
said,
yes.
Hopefully this is the box of rocks, and they'll bring out the other one later.
But yeah.
It didn't happen.
And I instantly, they got me FIFA, of course, but then I instantly got.
Really?
Yeah, don't worry about that one. I instantly got. Oh my god! Yeah, oh my god!
And me interrupting the show is bad. Here. So Special Cases says you guys are a very cute couple.
Wow. Oh, I already commented. Boom.
Let's go to the love cam
wait,
over here.
Wait. Buddy cute.
Terrible. I got Call of Duty 4
with a face like this.
Aaron did. Hold on. No. I'm gonna touch on that. Aaron did cry in the video.
Yeah,
I did not.
I saw tears.
Before we move away from that,
I saw tears.
You were like,
go back and watch
it.
Oh
God, it's so hot in here.
Go back and watch it. I leave my glasses up
the
whole time too.
I love that too. He's like, you guys are you crying? No, it's just hot in here.
Yeah. There's so many bodies, but I'm the only one
go
crying.
Go look at the video.
Hey, it's totally okay.
Leave my glasses up. You can see my eyes.
You know what, Aaron? It's
maybe
totally fine that you cried.
It was a heartwarming video.
There's two funny videos right now on the internet at Christmas time. There's the Mike Tyson falling off a hoverboard video.
Oh, Jesus.
But the number one video has got to be Aaron crying when he gets a PS4.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can go back and look at the video.
And see the tears.
There's no shame in crying.
And you can see. Oh, trust me, I have no shame. I have no shame. I
didn't think at your age you could cry.
I would think the tear ducts are a little dry. I would admit to the day I die.
Aaron.
There are things I cry over.
Aaron, when's the last time you cried?
The things
I'm
I cry
asking
over.
You as a man.
I'm things I cry over. Holly Berry's breasts.
Faith. Mm. Faith Shield did it.
Faith Shield did what?
Kenan Thompson in the house.
And
Faith Shield's awesome.
What did Faith Shield do?
He took a screenshot of Larissa has this gimmick that she did one night when she was.
Oh,
she's
giving head to a.
When she streams.
No, I was doing whippets.
She was doing whippets.
So yeah,
woo! That's do 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 do.
Basically,
I was in Skype with her and she'd be playing and then you'd just hear.
Anyways, it was Faith who took the screenshot because we were looking for it on Imgur and we couldn't find it.
Because my money doesn't pay for all the PS4. That's why the Patreon donations didn't go towards his.
What did he say?
Why didn't the Patreon donations go towards your PlayStation?
So let's get this down because it seems
why,
like everybody.
Why really
hold on,
did you
hold
cry?
On, let, hold on.
Why? Where'd the tears really come from?
Because clearly the show, this is how it spins out of control.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
this is
right?
why it goes for 5 hours.
This is why, yeah.
It's enjoyable. I'm
Larissa gets on chat and finds old images from 7 years ago and likes to bring them up in the middle of
I'm
a bed around the room.
He
asks
and
why isn't Pinterest or Patreon going towards video game consoles. So it just gets all crazy.
I didn't ask that, so I repeated what it
yes, called. But there's a time and a place for chat. And that wasn't it.
Right now.
And yet we're talking about it.
Well, and now I'm moving on.
And here we are.
So the next story that's on there.
I guess we should say, though, sorry, Aaron, we did not use any Patreon money. For
yeah,
the,
no. That would be a gross misuse of the money. It's all for cocaine.
Yep.
Season 6 of Game of Thrones will air before the 6th book is finished. But my prediction right now.
Everybody dies.
George
yes,
Martin will die before
be
he
accurate.
Finishes the last book.
Killed
he's finished the book already.
Killed by the hand.
I guarantee you all those books are done. They're just sitting in his basement collecting dust. And if he were to pass on,
he's
God
just
forbid,
jerking it with all the money.
I still like
made.
The memes of all the books that
you know
have
what,
all
his,
the tabs
his
of all the
books
dibs.
Are
all
probably
dibs.
Already written. It's just he hasn't fine-tuned them enough yet or killed off enough people to.
I.
So if he does die, the book's there.
Literally just said that.
Yeah, I know.
You like to repeat me.
I'm just repeating.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I like to hear myself twice. So,
but in a girl's voice.
Who's watching Game of Thrones?
Me.
Everybody's caught up, so I don't spoil anything?
No, go ahead.
But
keep going. Go ahead.
You're not watching it?
No, I'm only on season two.
Who are you?
Right?
Sorry.
Right?
Like, why
I'm in the same predicament. I'm in the same predicament with Walking Dead. I'm only on season three.
Well, see, that's a good thing. Walking Dead is terrible. Game of Thrones.
I'm on season two of Walking Dead.
That's not that I don't enjoy Game of Thrones. It's more my girlfriend and I like to watch together.
Okay, so when you get your balls back,
this
is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
You screw them on and you watch the rest of Game of Thrones.
You just be surprised when it comes. I didn't know that.
Have you ever lied to your girlfriend?
Jeez.
No, I have not.
That's a damn lie.
Oh, that's a damn lie.
That's a damn lie.
That's lie number 17.
You know, omitting is lying also.
I lie once a day to a random stranger just to keep it up.
Just to keep it up? That's how you keep it up?
That's how I keep it up.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
I just tap somebody on the shoulder. Hey, I love you, man. And then walk away.
Hey, sweet ass jacket, bro. Sweet ass jacket.
Love those shoes, bro.
And then
where'd you buy them? Because I'm going to get a pair right now.
See, Morgan Freeman.
That's not a real lie.
Some guy
though.
Whose shoes you saw today is probably watching the stream right now. He's just like, man.
Probably crying.
He's like, he sounded so authentic.
But I can't wait for the next season. They already showed, what's his name? Bran Sandwich. They showed him. He looked a little older.
Stark.
And looks like he's a still a paraplegic.
Paraplegic.
But he doesn't need those legs anymore. He can.
Does he look like Jon Snow yet with his beautiful?
He can pop his head into a bird and fly, far, far away, right?
Am
I the
only
one who thinks that Kylo Ren looks like Jon Snow?
Kylo Ren. Oh, there it is. I'm writing an article tonight. Kylo Ren is Jon Snow.
When he took his helmet off, I was like, oh, boom.
Yeah.
He knows nothing.
Welcome to the movie, Jon Snow.
I mean, oh, Jon Snow dies, by the way.
I think that's a meme, so I knew that from a long time ago.
If you're going to be here, welcome to the Thunderdome. So, yeah, I can't wait for the season to come back. It's been a long time. There's shows that are slowly filling up. There's some shows
privileged
on my list.
White guys, by the way.
Who are privileged
like
white guys?
Like Batman.
Yeah, not that privileged, trust me. They're hanging out.
I grew
out
up
with,
on the streets.
They're hanging out on a Saturday night with us. They're not that privileged.
I got a text message, by the way.
The totally The Walking Dead, or not The Walking Dead? What's the show with Ash?
I wish he hadn't taken the goddamn mask off.
Have you watched Evil Dead?
The show Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yes, Ash vs. Evil
Dead. Have you seen the original movies?
Yes, I have.
Okay, disgusting, but yes.
So yeah, that's actually getting stupid good reviews.
If they come out with an Army of Darkness TV show, I'm fucking set.
It's got some scary elements to it. Not gonna lie, peed my pants a little bit.
Evil Dead was just like a whole different mindset than Army of Darkness was.
Oh well, yeah, no, this more
I saw Army of Darkness and then Evil Dead 1 and 2.
This isn't more Evil Dead or Army of Darkness.
It's
this
kind
is
of
more Evil Dead. No, it's more Evil Dead. There's no jokey you got
except
Ash
like one off phrases and stuff.
Yeah, you got Ash's one off phrases.
Hail to the king, baby.
Yeah. You know, but
give me some sugar.
Like they make his hand out of a old Nintendo glove.
You saw the movie, right? I mean they made it out of
groovy armor.
Groovy.
Yeah, like armor plated stuff. It looked cool. On this new one, you got the Power Glove from Nintendo? Really?
White guys and privilege is redundant. Prove it.
So here's another rule. When we read chat, because you just read the chat, everything is picked up by the microphone.
Yeah.
People at home don't know what you're doing. The podcast listeners.
The podcast can't.
Because this goes out as a podcast later.
Okay.
So when you're going, oh, there's something on your forehead. I don't know. And then you get back, they don't know why you said that. Kind of get it now.
Anyways, so kind
all
of
all right. Now that you're on the same page, we can move forward. Don't worry about you ruining the show, Kyle. He has already ruined the show.
But he's a Patreon donator, so I feel like he gets a
he doesn't get to swaddle in here because he Patreon donates. My all gosh. Right, this is how it goes now. Give me that chat room.
You can turn into Wayne's
drink
World.
Drink my beer and stare into a camera.
Screw that. If you are hankering for some watching, in the month of March, Daredevil is coming back.
Oh, so excited.
And Marvel decided to slide that right into you because it wasn't really planned. You know, they just went ahead and did it.
Sorry.
You see the John Barenthal with
John Barenthal
screenshot?
Yo, yeah.
Oh,
he looks
God.
Very good as the Punisher.
Ooh.
I can't believe that.
Such a good actor.
I think Marvel is just right on the point when it comes to picking characters. It is a podcast. How do you guys not realize
that? Dragging a beer across the table.
That was a dragon's roar.
Last time, Corey, I promise you. Last time on the show.
Hey, some guys just like to watch the podcast. Brian.
Yes, they do.
You're
yes, they
bad.
Do.
I'll invite you next time. It's fine. I don't want to let him talk to you like that.
Still better than that time Web hosted, though.
Wow. Just to kick a man when he's down.
He's going to listen.
He is. He's listening.
That's amazing.
If you've seen other screenshots, they have him in kind of out of the outfit of the Punisher and Mr. Daredevil on his back in chains.
Yep.
You get to see Elektra for the first time.
With a gun.
With a gun? Yeah.
It's a scene from the comics.
Yeah. He
Daredevil has to either stop Punisher because he's going to kill.
He has that old rusty gun and everything like that. So if they play that type of thing in the actual show, ooh, like ripping out scenes from the comic book.
So excited.
Yeah. That's going to be
interesting.
You ever
watched Daredevil?
No, I have not.
You definitely need to watch Daredevil.
What is your problem?
I don't have TV for one.
It's on the internet.
It's on Netflix.
I play League of Legends every day of my life for two.
And that's the problem.
And I don't watch bad television.
That's very good television.
Wow.
You all right. So, Flash, watched the whole thing.
I think it just raises her voice.
Did not. And then Jessica Jones, watched the whole thing. Both of those, I was just like, ugh.
Really? I hear Jessica Jones
like
got fantastic reviews.
So, Jessica
Jones. Hold on.
For,
I need her to defend this so I can
smite
it down.
So, the first five episodes, I was actually really okay with. And then it got really... I felt like it got repetitive. I can't hear myself, so I'm talking really loud because I don't know. I can hear you guys, but I can't hear me.
Okay, it got repetitive.
Because I feel like instead of just one bad guy, they could have done multiple instead of just I got bored with just the one enemy that they had. You know what I mean? Like she was just so like beaten and abused like a sad
It's
puppy.
Always going to be one enemy. Like what
like
do you want her to have the
well, at least,
Sinister Six after her?
At least in the Flash, like every episode they were up against somebody different.
Because it's
and
a
then
show.
There was an overall like theme to it. But in Jessica Jones it was just like one and I didn't like it.
Yeah. It's
Mr.
supposed
Purple
to be
has some pretty badass powers though.
I mean,
it's supposed to be
like
their way of having a movie over a season.
Right?
That's how they
Terrible.
Do it.
I didn't.
And your problem with the Flash.
Anyways, in Flash.
Your problem with the Flash.
What's her name? The black chick?
Oh, my God.
Racist.
Should we go down that hole?
Okay, what was her name?
I need, like, a time delay on this.
You know who I'm talking
about? Right. The black one.
Just cut to.
No. I don't remember her name. She's a really hot black chick.
Yeah, you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, she made up for it by saying she's hot.
She
you're talking
was hot.
About, oh, my God. His
Iris,
girl,
Iris.
Iris West.
Iris.
Yes, Iris
oh,
West.
Her character overall ruined that show for me.
Wow.
Yes. I hated her personality. I hated the way she acted. She was such a crybaby, and both of them, like, pining after each other was disgusting. I can't stand the romance-y stuff. Like, if it's going to be Marvel, it's going to be action. We're superheroes. Like,
but there's romance-y stuff. Did you like the Avengers too?
I don't like romance-y stuff, but it, yeah.
I mean, there was romance crap all in that.
I know, but I don't
know. I don't
really
know if you've seen that Hulk vine, but.
Yeah, just kind of. That's
Widow.
Exactly what happened.
Like, there's only so much I'm going to deal with. Like, I want action packed and awesome and fun and.
I think I watched
incest.
The Expendables.
Wow.
Yeah, and incest.
Suck that one in real quick.
So, we'll move right along because the VGB doesn't condone incest.
Where were we? Battlefront? 12 million? Was that?
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. Final Fantasy IX is what I'm going to call it.
It's
whoa!
I don't know exactly what it is. It's headed to the PC and your phones this year.
Oh, and phones too. Nice.
Hopefully they don't ruin the port with the mobile version.
Now, anybody played it on the PlayStation 1 when it came out? Monkey Boy?
Yes, sir.
I was like 4,
the Knight,
so no.
Black Mage. You didn't?
I was like 4.
He's like 8 years old.
What's that got to do with anything? I played Pong, but I wasn't even born when that was
my
released.
My ass.
You probably invented PlayStation
Pong.
1.
that game, actually, I liked playing that Final Fantasy 9 because it was actually 2 players co-op. Little known fact.
And you are the co-opiest fan.
I am the co-opiest. I like bringing people together. So.
But 10 is my favorite. I'm going to go throw that out there. And I'm not going to point fingers, but somebody just got me the PS4 version.
There's a PS4 version.
The remastered HD version.
Okay.
Oh, 10 and X2.
It's 10 and X2.
Any new things?
I have that too.
Any new things?
I haven't played it to fruition yet.
Okay.
But I'll be 100%. It doesn't look that HD.
Now, is that the one where to get one of the weapons you had to jump backwards?
200 times.
Oh, my God.
Dodge lightning.
Dodge lightning strikes 200 times.
I got to 97 before I almost fell asleep.
What are people doing with their lives?
Beating
it's a strong
games.
Weapon.
That's not.
It's a very strong 200 weapon.
200 times. I can see they're like, oh, dodge it 20 times.
But I looked online. There's a cheat. There's an area where you go where it strikes every, like, 5 seconds. So you just stand there and
oh, wait. What
are
you guys talking about?
You, if you were paying attention.
Lulu's final weapon.
Oh, okay.
So is it that strong?
It's the thunder.
Lightning strikes?
Thunder planes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Huh? What?
It's in lightning strikes.
You have to dodge 200 lightning strikes in a row.
You just have to press X, but
I've seen it. I've seen it on old like G4 TVs where they were showing how to cheat and
to get Titus's final weapon.
It's Titus.
I call it Titus, but nobody calls it Titus. But there's the Chocobo Titus. Game or whatever you have to play, and you have to dodge a ball and a bird and get the best time. You have to get a zero time on there.
Attack on Titan.
Because you have to get like the time drop down, right?
Because you get points for getting balloons or whatever shit like that. And I got to like 2 seconds. I could not get to zero. And I looked online. There was a lot of people raging at the game for like this one mini game.
Final Fantasy used to put those type of things in their games. They're later ones. I don't know. Maybe this latest one or this next one with the boy.
12 was my second.
I think that's why I stopped. Like after X2, I kind of stopped playing Final Fantasy as hardcore because I felt like a lot was missing.
They stripped a lot of it out. The first game that you reviewed, Corey, the Final Fantasy that you reviewed,
Lightning Returns. Yep.
They stripped a lot of out.
Yeah.
Final Hallway 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very linear.
I struggled to play it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Looked amazing.
Yeah.
Looked absolutely
it looked
beautiful.
Great. It did. And actually, the combat wasn't even bad, but it just wasn't a fun game.
Nope.
So now we're going to take time out because you guys just can't stop, right? And we're going to talk to the chat room. What are they talking about in the chat room? Everybody?
So we got a couple newbies in here. We got Never Ooh. Too Late Gaming. Wants to know if we talk about Xbox games.
It's on the list, yes, definitely.
We do.
Is there a specific game, Mr. Never Too Late Gaming, that you are interested in
for
Xbox?
Yeah, if you have questions, let us know. This is the designated.
Like
yeah,
a
I need
little
to
condescending. Mr. Never Too Late to Gaming.
We also have someone in here named Combat God.
Combat God. All right, it was linear, okay? It was.
Wait, what was linear?
It was literally a straight line.
That's what the podcast listeners say every time that she interrupts and just says stuff.
So there's...
I'm trying to catch up as much as
like,
I can.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Hey!
Ismael Boda just got banged.
Ishmael?
Ishmael.
What?
Ishmael Boda just got
banged.
Do we owe Ishmael a...
Yes, we do. We owe him a wave. So,
all right, so
this is the part where we do the wave.
This
when
is
somebody,
the show.
You know, this is part of the show. We have to explain every single time.
I started to do the Carlton.
Yeah, we do the wave. Carlton is
the Carlton's
kind of
my thing. So if you don't mind, never Carlton again on this show.
Dance? Yeah, it's a copyright dance. You can't do it in public. You get arrested.
Yeah.
So it goes Corey, me, then you two, right?
Him first.
Kyle
first.
Kyle, you'll go first, and then you'll go second with the wave.
Adam.
Okay.
Larissa.
And then Larissa. Are you ready?
All right.
Go.
Whoa!
And that's all.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, well.
That one
Welcome
was
to the
you,
show,
Ishmael.
And it was pretty awesome because somebody actually gifted that out and actually made a gif of us doing the wave, and it did very well.
That's fantastic.
We need to get that on like what's it called? Our Facebook page.
How does Gaming Since Gaming feel about 12, Final Fantasy 12? I'm like the only person that likes that game.
He's arguing that it was not linear and that we're about to fight, so...
No, the game was literally a hallway.
It was a straight line. Yeah.
So it felt like
God of War. That's what it felt
like. Yeah.
If I want to run from battle to battle. Right, yes.
And invisible walls. Yeah.
That you walk in
there
between.
There was no, like, you couldn't go to the left or right. You go straight.
Yeah, there was no free roam. I felt like there was not enough exploration. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was
a level-based game. Like, there was literally levels.
What did you give it, Corey?
I'm trying to get you.
I can look it up. I don't think I gave it too much of a rating. And Gaming Since Gaming is talking more about the combat system, which we acknowledge is probably one of the best.
Oh, yeah, the combat was fantastic.
Combat was
amazing. And like I said, the visuals and the combat were fantastic, but the game itself was a hallway.
Yeah.
And we don't like linear games here at the Video Game Bank, right? Unless it's
Mario.
There
are some good linear games.
Tetris.
But I mean...
Tetris is not linear. How dare
super
you?
Linear.
If I know I'm going
so
into a game...
Linear.
If I know I'm going into a game
NFL
where
Blitz
I expect it to be linear... You know,
open world NFL
it's,
Blitz.
The NFL Blitz is open world. You can go in the locker rooms.
You're in a grocery store and just.
Gaming Since Gaming needs to chill.
Uh oh.
Oh goddamn.
Uh oh. Get ready for it.
Called me a motherfucker.
I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Ceramic wanted to talk about Rainbow Six Siege. I don't know if anyone else here has played.
I gave it a B minus, Aaron.
You gave it a B minus.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty high.
Somebody was. Oh wait. Oh wait. No. I didn't review it.
You didn't review it. What did you do with it then?
I don't know, but Jada did the review.
Oh.
Jada gave it...
Jada gives everything the highest rating.
Exactly, so throw
E.T.
it out the window.
A+.
A+.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Needs work.
Throw that in there, it makes it all better.
Yep,
huh? Exactly. Give it a 10 out of 10. Needs work. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else did get a chance to play Rainbow Six, the new one that just came out, but it is fantastic.
I didn't. I kind of stayed away from it only because there was only an online component to it.
That's very true. It's similar to Battlefront in the sense that people say that, you know, there's not much content, but there's enough content there because it doesn't label itself as like this like licensed game that's got like a story or it's going to make it look like it has a story. You're going into it knowing you're playing a multiplayer shooter.
Okay.
But the breach and clear aspect of it, this game, if they fix the online a little bit and add a couple more maps, and all the DLC going forward is going to be free, so that's exciting.
That's very exciting. How many maps off the bat?
Right off the bat, there's, I think, 18 maps.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and this isn't one of those games where, like, you can just go right into ranked and just fuck everyone else's day up.
Okay.
You have to earn yourself all the way to rank 20 before you can even go into ranked.
Do you like that in video games, where you have to earn your way to play ranked?
I think it makes it seem like, do you actually care about playing this game, or are you just going in to ruin other people's experience?
No, it gives you, well, that, and it gives you really good practice. You get a good feel for the game. You get an understanding of the maps and the different things that are kind of going on.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally.
And the breach and clear aspect. I was so excited when I saw gameplay and footage when it first was announced at E3 2014, I think.
Well, I was reading an article on Kotaku, and they were saying the biggest disappointments of 2015 was the fact that multiplayer games that were really good didn't get the light that they deserved. You know what I mean? Single-player games got all the fun, but if it was a strictly multiplayer game dedicated to nothing
but
multiplayer,
I mean, it's,
it didn't get the just desserts.
There is a community for multiplayer games.
Yes.
And, multiplayer games aren't going to get, like, pushed like a single-player is because a single-player game has a story for people to follow.
Yes.
Multiplayer, you're just going in to have at it. Like, yeah. You know, you're going in to have fun. You're going to go in for a couple matches. But the thing I really do like about Siege is the matches don't take too long. I mean, I can play probably 3 matches within half an hour. So, you know, if I have somewhere to be and go run some errands or something, I can throw in a couple matches before I leave. And absolutely fun gameplay.
Fantastic. And that was Kyle's Minute, everybody.
Kyle's he's like, Minute.
He's like, I did good, right?
We don't have the express written consent
exactly
of the NFL.
We definitely do not. Anything in chat before I move on to the next story?
No.
All right, then. We're going to go right on ahead. Judge Dredd, everybody, is getting a 13-episode miniseries.
So excited about this.
On the Netflix. And guess who's going to star as Judge Dredd? Forrest Whitaker. No, actually, I don't know. I didn't.
Terrible.
But you guys were all like,
Dredd
2
is
what?
Supposed to be coming out as well, right?
Yeah. Stallone, yes.
You know what? I didn't care. I did not dislike Dredd.
The remake?
I everybody was hating on it so bad.
They really were.
I loved it.
And then it was like,
it was like, it reminded me of original RoboCop. All the violence.
It wasn't I Am the Law Dredd, but it was
Mr. I Am the Law.
Yeah, it was a good movie, though. I didn't feel like it was a bad movie. So
that's weird, yeah, because everyone was like, don't watch it, don't see it. And
yeah.
Then I
watched it.
Hey, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was fine.
And I didn't, like, die like The Ring or anything like that.
Forrest
so
is fat.
The hell is wrong
the
with
crazy
that? Are they talking about Forrest Whitaker now in
no.
the chat room?
No, I don't know where you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I thought so.
There's a lot of chat. People are really excited about Fuller House.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what?
The Olsen twins turned that down.
You.
I thought that was hilarious.
I promise you, Netflix is killing it. With all their
ridiculous six.
Exclusive contracts.
With all their exclusives,
yes.
They're killing it.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous Six movie of the year.
Oh yeah. Let's get
do
into
it.
That right now,
let's
everybody.
Do it. I got
Adam's favorite movie, everybody, came out on Netflix exclusive. Ridiculous Six, starring Academy Award winner Adam Sandler. And
Terry Crews.
Taylor
Lautner.
Who else was in there? Taylor Swift?
Taylor Lautner.
Well, let's finish.
That's my main gripe with the whole movie.
Let's stick on that.
That's what killed me in the trailer stuff. He's so out of place.
Taylor Lautner
isn't...
Not
even just him being in
what
it.
What actor
I
is he?
I felt like he's the retarded brother.
No, but I'm saying...
That's not very PC.
No. Thank you.
That's not PC, bro.
Bring it.
Arizona State, bro. PC.
Take this outside.
Look. Taylor Lautner, what Academy Award winning movie has he been in that
Twilight?
Made him better than this movie?
Twilight.
Twilight.
So nothing.
Of course,
is what I hear.
He was good in Twilight.
Hold on. First of all, yes, out of place. I get that. But the accent, the way that he's acting, I'm just like,
just,
why?
It's not for him.
What's the purpose?
It's
not a good actor.
You know what kills me is that's the same redneck hillbilly character that everybody does in every beginning drama class.
But the overkill on
it. But Terry
Crews
did the
so
same
strong.
Thing and was completely out of place.
He said.
Well, he's black. He's already out of place.
First of all,
6'3 black
that's
guy.
That's a spoiler alert right there.
That they're supposed to be relative. Yeah, 6'3 black guy. That's buff.
But I could understand the movie. I could see it as just being kind of a joke. It's not serious. If it wasn't for Taylor Lautner's just like speaking voice in that movie. Like, I don't know if you've seen, like, 12 Blocks or something like that.
Oh, you know, with Mos Def. Couldn't stand his
accent.
His voice
just killed me. I was like, this would be a decent movie if he didn't talk like that the entire damn time.
But it was a comedy.
Nicolas Cage.
If you haven't watched it, it's a comedy. Oh, yeah, man. Put the bunny.
I wouldn't call it a comedy.
Put the bunny.
It could have been funnier. I felt like towards the end of the movie, I got a few chuckles out of it. But in the beginning, I was just like, wasn't as funny.
It has a, like, if you just look at the names attached to the movie, they could have done so
you
much
expect.
Better.
It's one of those. It's one of those.
Should be the best
really,
movie ever.
Really, though?
Listen to this. Aaron,
it's one of those Adam Sandler comedies where
hold on. All right, let him throw the biggest name first so I can shoot it down instantly.
Okay, you want the biggest name?
Biggest name.
David Spade.
Done.
No, see, you got it's an ensemble.
Man, no.
It's an ensemble.
The last time
Rob Schneider.
The last time David Spade was funny in a movie was Tommy Boy.
Let me give you some names, Aaron.
What?
All right, these are ones.
Just
I can't believe they
TV
got all these
series.
People in there. John Turturro's in the movie.
Okay.
Blake Shelton.
Steve Buscemi. Chris Parnell.
Rob Schneider.
Lavelle Crawford.
Okay.
Hilarious guy. Vanilla Ice is in the movie.
Okay.
Nick Nolte.
Insanity.
Hulk's okay. dad.
John Lovitz. When is that guy not funny?
John Lovitz, he is a class character.
I was merely acting.
The guy from Lost. I don't know if you said his name.
Thank you.
He was in it. Steve Zahn. Will Forte, Luke Wilson.
Crew. What you guys are failing to mention is that all those names, the majority of those
John
names,
Cena.
Were they
John
steady?
John
were they steady in the movie or were they cameos?
There's a lot of cameos.
The Hateful Six are the whatever the
Hateful
freaking,
Eight. Quentin Tarantino's new
Jackson.
Movie?
The stupid 8-6 or whatever.
Ridiculous Six.
The Ridiculous Six. Those were the people that you were going to be watching the whole time.
Right.
Those were going to be the driving forces.
Got it.
Those are the bad actors.
Yes.
So then, bad movie. The other people that you guys named, they probably would have made a good movie if they were more in the forefront.
It's still the six main actors.
It looks
that
like
were
it might
in.
Have been iPad Geek.
Yeah.
I feel like Adam Sandler's just making movies... For the sake of
he
making
is.
Movies now.
When's the last funny movie he made? When's the last
like
funny
movie? Like I told you, if you're
Kyle,
offered...
Shut your
last funny movie you made, Kyle.
I'd say Grown Ups was pretty funny.
Last funny movie he made...
Are we talking about Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
Was it?
I swear if you say Pixel, I'll throw my phone at you.
No, Click? Not at all.
I laughed one time at Click.
I liked Click.
When he had the fat belly. And he's Click. Like, I can do what I want with
Click
my belly.
Click was a good movie overall. And then I think after that, it just went straight. And ever since someone told me this, a customer told me this once. He's like, you know what? Adam Sandler's movies are about him getting the hot actress. That's all it is. And
yeah.
Like,
he gets a
like,
hot co-star.
And I was like,
he gets a whole bunch of his friends to be in the movie with him.
Wait
like,
a second.
That's... How is that not the life? Adam Sandler is living the life.
I don't like rewatching his movies. And, I will watch them once and be totally fine with that. But I probably watch Happy Gilmore.
Oh, I'll
times.
Rewatch
the
Happy
last
Gilmore.
One
yeah.
that was
and
even decently funny was the one
Little Nicky.
Longest Yard.
No,
Nicky.
What? No,
Little
no,
Nicky.
No, because one
Nicky
came out.
I liked Little
one
Nicky.
One came after Little Nicky.
Mr. Deeds?
It, Longest Yard.
Wait, Mr. Deeds. Did this Mr. Deeds come out
Mr.
after?
Deeds,
Mr. Deeds.
I think that was his last one before Longest Yard or after Longest Yards or. No, that came before
Longest
Yard.
I didn't like it.
No, I didn't like Longest Yard either. Mr. Deeds was probably the last one because Little Nicky came before
Funny.
That, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Little Nicky was before.
So
Mr.
then
Deeds.
I
don't like Mr. Deeds.
No,
that was the dumb movie.
That was the down swing.
Only because Winona Ryder was in it.
It was the downswing.
That
on
fucking
it.
Thief.
Matt Damon.
It was the downswing. So I don't know what you guys were expecting from
51st Dates.
The Sinister Six.
The Ridiculous Six. And not much.
The Penis Six.
I don't get
I mean,
it.
I went
That's
in knowing, like, as you said,
like people
Adam Sandler's had a lot of bad movies
recently.
Yeah,
he has a string of them.
His best movie. Let we've been beating him up. Let's go around Robin. Aaron, the best Adam Sandler movie.
Punch Drunk Love.
Terrible. Terrible. His best movie, probably...
Best he did do another one with Drew
Barrymore. Probably
was,
Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah,
all right,
probably
Larissa,
Happy Gilmore.
Favorite.
I said Happy Gilmore.
Airheads.
Why? So I can't say... See, this is
okay,
terrible.
Okay, so I feel like there's a couple different kinds of people, and I'm a Jim Carrey fan, so Adam Sandler's kind of not in my...
No, that's showing your age right now.
She said, so I'm a Charlie Chaplin
Mask.
Fan.
I'm a Charlie Chaplin fan.
So I'll watch Adam Sandler's movie.
My favorite
but I won't
Charlie
buy
Chaplin
them,
quote.
And I won't rewatch them.
So skip Larissa.
So,
screw
okay.
you guys.
Favorite movie? Kyle
Chad
Martino.
Loves me.
I absolutely love The Waterboy.
Classic. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, good one.
Classic
actually.
One.
Yeah, all right.
Adam?
One.
Wedding Singer.
It's me, Bobby.
Wedding Singer?
Wedding Singer. I'll double you on that one.
See, that's when he was at his height.
No, you didn't say Pixels.
Oh, yeah. Gaming Since Gaming Big Daddy was fantastic as well.
Oh, yeah. That came. I went fantastic. To theater and saw that. I wouldn't say fantastic. Gaming Since Gaming is very loose with his words. It's very loose with his words.
Now, we owe someone a wave because we did get a new follow and we completely ignored it. The iPad Geek.
All right. The iPad Woo! Geek here. Right, this one's for you.
Whoa. All right. That was
the worst.
That one's not gift-worthy thanks to you.
Jeez.
Fucked up any reading. Chances of a successful GIF.
Bobby Boucher.
So yeah, no. When you go around a circle like that, and then we talk about his movies, he actually had some really good movies. But then he made that one where he played his own sister, and it was just like,
oh, Jack and Jill.
It's me, Bobby. Roberto. I'm your daddy.
That's the thing. He has good movies, and he has funny movies. So it's like,
well, like I said, his past couple movies have seemed like, here's a contract.
He's giving
pick
up.
A hot co-star. He's yeah. Put a whole bunch of your friends in the movie. Have fun.
Hot co-star.
So he has a contract with Jack Netflix to yeah. make, I think...
it's like six more movies.
Yeah, like six movies. Yeah, no, he's
really?
Got a... He's got a,
he got a fat yeah. contract.
I love how he signed the contract with Netflix, and
but
then right
a,
after
he
that...
he has his own film.
God damn it, new guy. Then David Spade goes and announces a deal with Crackle.
Yeah, Crackle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody's got
to that's why the new Joe Dirt went straight to Crackle.
Joe Dirt 2 was...
That makes sense.
What about Tomatoes
but does
Joe
Dirt 2 make sense?
It's on that app I told you about, and I saw it, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to watch this one.
And nobody did. And nobody did.
I had nothing driving me to watch that.
Eight Crazy Nights.
That sucked.
Ooh. That was actually pretty fun.
No, that was pretty fun.
I tried to rewatch it this holiday season. Could not get through it. Yeah.
There's only one holiday movie that you should watch every holiday, and that's Home Alone. Like that's just,
I was going to say Christmas Story.
What's wrong with you?
Home Alone.
Christmas Story. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Hey.
No.
I don't like Christmas music. I don't like Christmas movies. Home Alone. Like...
The first two were Christmas movies?
Not
Home Alone.
No,
all
not.
Of them have been Christmas movies. Home Alone.
I was told to speak directly to the
mic. It's the hands down. New York or...
Did you see the little video short?
Yeah, I saw that stupid one. That
was all cracked out.
That was terrible. Macaulay Culkin is scraping the bottom of
Die
the
Hard.
Barrel.
Die Hard, best Christmas movie.
I never considered it a Christmas movie. You know why? Because
Home
everyone
Alone.
In the series... wasn't a Christmas movie. It was only that first one
I'm gonna catch a
that you kind
of
want to, oh, yeah. But Home Alone 1, Christmas movie. Home
Never
Alone 2, Christmas movie. Home Alone 3, terrible movie, but a Christmas movie.
I actually enjoyed it. Because
it was a different actor.
I enjoyed it.
Exactly.
It was weird.
Yeah, that's exactly
like
why. He got too old.
Yeah.
I mean,
nah,
what?
You still leave that
no,
old fool
not...
home.
Oh, Home Alone with, in a onesie, 30 years old.
Yeah.
Where's my family?
Yeah. And then the criminals are still trying to get him. Joe Pesci is still
Home
outdoors.
Alone's a tradition? I don't believe it.
Yeah. Who said that in chat room? Give
Kennedy.
Them, Kennedy. What? Kennedy, smart woman. Smart woman.
Yes. That's Noelle's girlfriend.
Yes.
Well, bust her out like that.
I know, jeez.
Put him on blast.
Christmas Story.
Would you want people to know you were dating Noelle?
Wow.
That was way worse
Shots
than
fired.
I thought it was going to be.
She's
Shots.
Dating Noelle. Why should she be embarrassed?
Noelle's
great.
Let's
story.
Move on. Let's move on.
Noelle's a nice guy.
I'm waiting for Razor to just comment.
Activision buys esports staple MLG for $64 million.
$64 million.
I don't think it's gone through yet, though.
$64 million.
Call of Duty and the Hearthstone studio Activision Blizzard has acquired a majority of the Major League Gaming assets for a $64 million deal that essentially dissolves the professional gaming organization Esports Observer's reports.
That,
so
he looks terrible.
Games Jesus. Like
it's like a cracked out.
What games are
show.
On? What games are on MLG? Anybody know who watches MLG?
Call of Duty, Halo.
Call of Duty, Halo.
I think Dota's part of MLG, but I don't know for sure.
What about League? League isn't a part
League
of ML.
League is not part of it. League
because
has its own
terrible,
thing.
That's why.
Oh well, all right.
That's
a very unpopular opinion.
He's a Smite fan, so don't even talk to him.
Oh yeah.
About that.
Oh gross.
He says
you're gross.
Who's Kindred?
What? See, it makes no sense at all.
To be fair, Ares is a pretty cool badass character.
Yeah, he is.
Smite.
It's kind of dark outside for
OP.
Sunglasses, don't you think?
But it's kind of light in here. I'm so bright. Thank you. I shine like the sun, sir.
Shine bright like a diamond.
MLG, this may be big news to the gaming esports people. I guarantee you it is. But how many people watch MLG in here? Show of hands.
MLG kind of fell off.
I don't actually
off,
watch
man.
It. Yeah, I don't
See,
actually
look,
watch
Kyle
it.
Kyle Martino doesn't watch it. You watch it, right?
Martino.
So,
I really don't like
one out of five people watch, because we're the consensus for
Are
America.
We?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're the consensus.
You have right. African American
so
vote?
One
vote?
Out of five,
yes.
And.
100% the
one
African
of every five
American.
People.
My friends call me Toby.
That's terrible.
And that's terrible, right?
It is terrible. Because
and think about ESPN. Everybody
you
watches.
You are all guys, and I mean, according to the internet, guys.
Doritos and Mountain Dew and Game
games.
Fuel.
Well,
So I shouldn't even be pizza watching rolls.
What's so? What, wait, why do you watch it though?
Not a sponsor.
Because I like it.
You just like it?
Yeah.
I'd rather play than watch. Yeah,
well, I play too, but I'm not gonna. Corey? So for those people who like play football and then they also watch it, that's what it's like for me. So not only am I
40-year-old men that wear like knee pads and go, I'm back in my day.
Not only do I play the games, but I also learn by watching. I watch the pro players.
That's true.
I watch how he learns.
I see what they do, and then they have the commentary and stuff. So the commentary is actually really good. So I learn a lot from that too.
Okay. Corey, your rebuttal?
Since gaming has a point.
Well, I want to know, Larissa, do you watch... I know you watch esports, but do you watch specifically MLG-branded esports?
Like Call of Duty and stuff?
Yeah. The ones that have the MLG logo on it.
I can't watch Call of Duty.
Because this is like saying, I like to watch sports, but we're talking about like NBA. Or, you know, we're talking about a very specific brand of esports.
Right. So the majority of what I watch would be League, but I do watch.
League's not MLG, though. They've got their own thing. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. They're buying a very specific MLG that fell off. I haven't heard people talking about MLG since, like, Halo 3.
And right.
I haven't heard. Yeah, that's, like, really in its inception, right?
I casually watch that stuff because there's not a lot I need to know about.
Everyone, like, you'd get in a party and then someone would be MLG Brian. MLG Death Killer or something like that. I don't see that shit no more.
No, it's not as common anymore. Yeah.
I think the last time I watched it recently was just so I could see some Halo 5 gameplay. And past that, I haven't actually actively watched
MLG's
MLG.
MLG's more shooter-based.
The article says MLG's relevance has waned since the years in October. It lost its hosting rights to Call of Duty World League's Pro Division to the ESL. That's a big thing. Call of Duty's huge, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing it does, StarCraft. That's another thing that...
StarCraft 2.
Yeah, StarCraft. That's huge in Korea. Mm-hmm. World of Warcraft. Yes. They actually have that rolling on there.
September 2016. Boom.
Battlegrounds and stuff.
So it's... I mean, I don't know. I think there still should just be one united gaming network of esports. Then. I know. I'm on my way. Give me a second.
ESPN covers League now, so for League to be not important.
I'm just saying, because it's like, no. Like, if I were the governing body of video game esports, of course,
ESPN,
whatever is popular, then yeah, it'll be in there. So there would be a League. But I would do it actually as... and you guys, okay, I want you guys to... No. I want you guys to really educate me on this one.
Hey, he's got another follower. Rampant Rorik just got banged and started hosting us. Thank you.
It's nice.
We deserve two or three waves.
Yeah, let's do a wave for that one. Go ahead.
Whoa!
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 All right, there you go.
So educate me, League players, because everybody in this room seems to play League and enjoy
except for me,
because the game is terrible.
Enjoy's a strong word.
It's a very strong word.
Bronze 3?
Thanks.
So slightly
now
better.
Now the internet knows.
Slightly
better than Cardboard 7.
Okay, so do they have actual, like, sports, a season where there's, like, 72 games played, right?
Yes. It's not 72 games, so there's...
No, that's my...
Yeah.
We're in preseason right now.
Yeah. Okay, so they're just playing, like, preseason games.
He means for the
games.
Pros, though.
We're in preseason right now.
No, yeah. I mean for the pros, though, exclusively.
No. The pros are currently
We just had
off.
World Championship.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Which Korea takes every
But
year.
When the season comes back around, Team Dignitas versus Cloud9... They'll play Tuesday, and then
weeks later, they'll
play again, and that's their season.
Correct.
That's how they play.
And that's how they play.
It's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
you
Sunday games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then they have like week 1, week 2, week 3.
How long is a chunk of a season?
And there's the summer split.
Like 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they play, I think, like
it might 6 to 8.
2 or 3
they
games
do,
a week.
Yeah, they do spring, and then they do summer split, and then
entertaining.
Yeah.
And then there's a championship, a playoff, and a championship at the end of it all, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And then right now we're in between seasons.
The prize pools are insane.
So
yeah.
I don't
right
understand.
Now I think we're up
to
like $1.5 million for worlds.
I still don't understand then why isn't there one giant governing body? Because the VGB hasn't made it yet.
Dude,
that's why.
Dota does, they make more. Like they're.
I'm talking about bringing everything in. I'm talking about your Madden
they
challenges,
make a lot
your
money.
League.
Oh, yeah. Dota is.
Like it's got to be.
$1 million prize
pools. I can't go to one spot and look at all of that.
Everything, yeah.
That's what I'm
doing. The highlights.
Yeah, with a
ticketer
on the bottom, because I wanted to play my fantasy league match with my friends because I don't like League, but I still like playing fantasy league.
God.
Don't tell me that I wouldn't jump off.
Aaron jumps on when he's lonely, so don't even.
Don't tell me. Just to sit in the chat room.
There's an MLG Rocket League.
Really?
All right.
All right. That's it.
Rocket League's just like a casual.
Thank you for listening to the Video Game Bang Live. If you stick around to the live shows, if you come out on the live shows on Saturdays, you will enjoy much more because we go after hours, everybody. And
where can they find the Twitch?
They can find the Twitch at twitch.tv/videogame_bang, everybody. Google Video Game Bang and you'll find us all over the web. We're everywhere, I promise you.
Head I want to thank chat for being awesome.
Chat was amazing.
Not one troll, not one person even said how much they wanted to bang the redhead girl.
And so don't go away, chat, because we still got much more for you.
I'm actually very
Do not
surprised.
Go away. So for League Larissa, Corey Vincent, Kyle Martino, Adam C., I am Sarah Aaron Carter saying thank you very much. Buy your Quaaludes at the door.
Peace, bitches.